Shall we do one together? Why don't we do this more? Because, Dawn, we always breathe with you. But the intro breath, everything. Let's do it. Let's set the tone. Big belly breath in. Open the mouth. Definitely make some noise. Sigh it out. Maybe a little shimmy, a smile. Welcome to our Yoga Nidra to strengthen emotional resilience. So sit or lay down in your comfortable position, really taking the time to get cozy here, to be well supported, knowing, of course, you can shift your body at any time for more comfort, but we want to get so supremely set up now that the need to move will be fairly minimal, right? So taking the time, taking your time to set up your rest nest, your nidra nest. And as you settle the body, could you settle your eyes in finding this outward turned inward gaze? If you are laying down, scoop that pelvis first and foremost, legs wide, arms wide, space for the armpits to breathe, pull the shoulders down away from the ears as you tuck the chin, and with that scooped pelvis, finding a long spine, a grounded spine. Heels root, toes flop open as the buttocks soften. The abdomen releases, breathing so much space into the belly, through the ribs, the lungs, the chest, the heart. Relax the arms, soften through throat, jaw, the mouth, the cheeks. The eyelids are heavy. Smooth out the forehead. Feel that trickle up through the hairline, through the scalp, the hair follicles, and around and back the skull. So heavy and released. Yeah. From here, let's do it again. Why not? Through the nose, a huge, deep, long, slow, smooth belly breath in. Let it be slow, but let it be full, whole breath. Now hold at the top, just one hold here for five. Keeping that softness in the body, that integrity, that strength. 4, 3, 2, 1. Opened mouth sigh, audible sigh as you let go. Now that you've heard that audible sigh, or maybe mine, bring your awareness even deeper now to the sounds that you hear, starting with any and all sounds off in the distance. The furthest sounds or vibrations. And hearing any and all sounds close to you, outside and eventually inside the body. Feel the touch of air now on your skin. Perhaps the areas of coolness, the areas of warmth. And be aware of the support that is underneath you. Does it feel firm, cozy, soft? And notice as you draw your next breath in through the nostrils, there's a coolness to that air as it comes in, and a thicker warmth as the air flows out. Settle your awareness here to the cool, lighter air coming in through the nostrils and the thicker, warm air exiting out. And notice as that cool air enters in where it touches your body, perhaps nostrils, throat, chest, belly. And as you exhale and release the breath, notice where your body lets go as you release breath. Continuing to really notice this rhythm of your breath as it flows in and as it flows out of your body. The sensation of that flow of breath in and out of your body. Now channel, hone in that awareness of breath. Now enhance it, intensify it times 10, bringing that enhanced awareness to your heart space. Awareness lands into the center of your heart, bringing an awareness now to your intention for today. I'm going to ask you a question to spark your Sankalpa. How would you like to feel during or following as a result of our journey today? Perhaps a sense of inner peace, joy, perhaps an ease from discomfort, physical, mental, or emotional, a breaking of a habit, being liberated from a certain pattern or cycle, right? Cultivate, create, and nourish an intention here. Take your time, and when it makes itself known to you, state this intention internally. Feel it vibrate through and within every cell. Your Sankalpa 3 times. How would you like to feel? To be? Perfect. Let's begin with a rotation of that awareness through the physical body. Just following along as best you can, no pressure, no expectation. Simply allow your awareness to settle into each area in turn, beginning at the very center of your forehead, just letting your awareness be here, settle here, middle of the forehead, and just notice any sensations, anything that comes to your awareness, as the attention is right here, at the center of your forehead. And feel that awareness flow down and settle inside of your mouth. to sense and feel now your tongue and your teeth, the gums, the right inner cheek, left inner cheek, sensations inside your mouth. And feel awareness flowing down through your throat, sensing the neck. Just notice the aliveness, the sensations, as you bring your attention here at the neck. An awareness down to the notch at the base of your throat. And some areas you may feel lots of sensations, some none at all. Whatever comes to your awareness. Let's move that awareness over to your left shoulder, left upper arm, left elbow, forearm, wrist, left palm, back of hand, the tip of left thumb, tip of first finger, tip of middle finger, tip of third finger, and tip of baby finger. The whole left hand held in your awareness. What sensations do you notice flowing through your left hand? Awareness now flows from the hand back to left wrist, through forearm, to elbow, upper arm, all the way to left shoulder, back to settle into the notch at the base of your throat. Has sensation shifted here? The notch at base of the throat. Awareness slides and settles into the right shoulder, right upper arm, right elbow, forearm, right wrist, palm, back of hand, tip of right thumb, tip of first finger, middle finger, third finger, and tip of right baby finger. Your whole right hand held in awareness. What sensations do you notice here? Whole right hand. Back to right wrist. Through forearm. To elbow. Upper arm. All the way to the right shoulder. And back to the notch at the base of your throat. Awareness now fills your chest through to upper back, mid back, the mid chest or the ribs, your belly, and your low back. Awareness weaves through the whole torso, front and back. A radiant field of sensation through your whole torso. Navel point, belly button. Awareness rests, navel point, the belly button. And the left hip, left thigh, left knee, left lower leg, left ankle joint, heel, sole of your left foot, top of the foot, sensation in the tip of your left big toe, tip of your second toe, third toe, fourth toe, the tip of your left baby toe. Now the whole left foot. Notice the aliveness in your left foot. And awareness flows back up through the ankle, lower leg, knee, thigh, left hip, to belly button, the navel point, and the right hip, through right thigh, right knee, lower leg, ankle, heel, sole of the right foot, top of the foot, tip of your right big toe, second toe, third toe, tip of your fourth toe, the tip of right baby toe, whole right foot. Notice the aliveness inside your right foot, allowing awareness to flow back up through the ankle joint, right lower leg, knee, thigh, right hip, to navel point, the belly button. From navel point, awareness flows out, radiates outward now to fill your whole body. The light of awareness illuminates, saturates your whole body. Your whole body. This radiant field of aliveness. Sensing sensations flowing through your whole body. Whole body. And sense the whole body being breathed. Simply note where your awareness takes you as you focus on the whole body being breathed. You are not the breather. You are the witness of breath, witnessing body being breathed. Allow your awareness to land wherever it feels called to, perhaps the rise and fall of the belly, the expansion, the contraction of the ribs, the lungs, the chest, the passage of throat, maybe the nostrils. Witness the breath wherever you feel called. Body being breathed. Breath in, breath out. Breath in and breath out. can you feel, imagine your whole body being very light, as if it were just floating up above the earth, as light as a feather? And can you imagine your whole body feeling very heavy, sinking down, weighted into the earth? And then could you hold in your awareness the sense of lightness and heaviness simultaneously? Light and heavy. Letting this go, sense and feel your whole body neutral. Neutral feeling through the whole body. Now, again, could you imagine your whole body feeling a little cool? Just a slight, cool, crisp breeze on your body. And then could you imagine your whole body feeling warm? Like the warm summer sun is inside your body. An inner warmth. And can you hold the sense of coolness and warmth together? As best you can, cool and warm at the same time. Well done. Now letting this go, coming back to the awareness of the whole body, neutral, whole body as it is. And can you bring your awareness to a sense of being a little anxious, a little worried? Like you're just 5 minutes late for something, so a little worried, a little anxious. Hold this in your awareness. And now, can you feel a sense of being very calm and peaceful? Everything is just fine. A sense of calm and peacefulness, ease through the whole body. Now can you sense these two together? A sense of being a little bit worried, a little anxious, and a sense of peacefulness, calm and ease. Everything just right. Letting both of these go. Coming back to neutral, your body, just as it is. And can you sense feeling a little bit frustrated? A little bit annoyed, like you're trying to open a jar and you can't quite get it open. Just a little frustration, a tone of annoyance. Can you sense this? Maybe a memory of this. And now can you sense and feel happiness? A sense of lightness, even joy. a sense of lightness, happiness, and joy. Now, can you sense these two experiences together? A sense of frustration, a little annoyance, and the sense of happiness and lightness. Beautiful. Now, letting all of this go, coming back to that place of neutral, sensing and feeling your whole body as it is. Now, can you sense a feeling of uncertainty, unsure? As if you were going somewhere and not sure of the direction, left or right, can you feel and sense a little uncertainty? Now, can you feel a sense of confidence? I know the way. I've got this. Can you cultivate, create this sense of confidence in the body? I've got this. I know the way. Now, can you hold these two in your awareness at the same time? A feeling of uncertainty, unsure, and a feeling of confidence, I've got this. Hold these two experiences in your awareness simultaneously. Well done. And let it all go, all the experiences dissolve, neutralize. And be here in this moment. Allow all of this to go. Sense your body as neutral. Your body as it is. Again, sense and feel the rhythm of your breath. Breath as it flows in and out of your body. And now imagine yourself in the most beautiful place, the most magnificent garden, perhaps, or a beautiful tropical beach, maybe a dense, lush forest, or a beautiful meadow, a place that for you feels peaceful, feels calm, feels safe. Allow this landscape, this scene, this place to come to your awareness. A place that you know or a place that your subconscious creates. Trust whatever, wherever arises for you now. And let yourself experience this magnificent, beautiful, safe space that has now come into your awareness. To see the colors in this place. Maybe it's the color of the sand, the trees, the flowers, the water, the land. Perhaps there's a scent in the air that you notice. What sounds do you hear here? Birds or waves, a crackling fire, laughter? Or perhaps it's beautifully calm and quiet. And feel the touch of what is under you earth, water, the lushness of moss or grass, a hammock or some pillows. Allow your awareness to move through this beautiful safe space and feel the sense of peace, of calm, being fully embraced in this beauty, the peacefulness here. And find a place to come and rest here, to really soak in all this place is offering. Its beauty, its sense of peace, of safe, settling here. And as you settle even deeper, held by the surface below you, reconnect to your intention, your Sankalpa, that feeling you chose to cultivate, that you've chosen through this session today, that feeling you choose to cultivate and create in your life. Just bringing your Sankalpa to your awareness, perhaps even having an image of what that would look like as you feel a sense of your intention moving through your body now and resting here for a few precious, sacred moments. Really let this feeling, the sense of being that you have chosen, to really come alive through this pathway of sensations, imagery, a sense of how you are being with this feeling that you've chosen. Letting this beautiful environment around you support you, nourish you, and embrace you now. Your Sankalpa as many times as is good and right. Turn your awareness to your breath, that rhythm of your breath as it flows in and out of your body, feeling your body in the shape that you are in, the weight, the density of your body on the support underneath you. You can stay just as you are, dear one. Nothing is required of you right now. If you choose, you can deepen the breath. You could wiggle fingers and toes. Maybe you choose to rest here a little longer. That is perfect. As you're ready, you can stretch, you can give yourself a hug, a squeeze in, maybe a rock and a roll before you rise. Return to this moment. Let's be here fully in it together. And pause. Showing yourself some gratitude, some appreciation, some pride. Grateful that you showed up for yourself for this practice. I see you. I see the work and the tender loving care that you pour into yourself and to others. And I am proud of you. With hands at my heart center, I am grateful for you. I bow to you, sweet one. Our practice of yoga nidra for emotional resilience, flex those muscles always, is now complete. Namaste, my strong friend.